If you were looking for the finest choir in all of South America in the 17th century, you would have found it in Puebla Cathedral in Mexico. With 28 men and 14 boys, this choir was accompanied by strings, harps, and the organ. The magnificent building drew many congregants, but there were many others who preferred the type of music that was performed outside the building, the so-called villancicos, which were often performed at Christmas. These songs have more to do with folk music than church music, except for their religious texts. The performances were often theatrical, with costumes and staging. Large crowds would gather to enjoy the music. As the priest and music theorist Pedro Cerone was to write in his 17th century treatise, "There are some peoples so lacking in piety that they attend church but once a year because they're too lazy to get up out of bed. But let it be known that there will be villancicos, and there's no one more devout in the whole place, no one more vigilant than these people. For there is no church, oratory, or shrine that they will not visit, nor do they mind getting up in the middle of the night in the freezing cold just to hear them." The infectiousness of this music can be heard in this villancicos, "Convidando esta la noche," by the Mexican composer Juan García de Céspedes. Céspedes started his musical career in 1630 as a choir boy in Puebla Cathedral, and there he stayed, working his way up to the title of maestro. In this song, he uses dance rhythms called guaracha. These have their origins in Africa, and the dance, the guaracha, is still popular in Cuba. After a serene choral opening, this villancicos breaks into dance rhythms in an invitation to celebrate the Nativity with these wonderful words: "Let them play and dance, because we have fire in snow and snow in fire." Here is Convidando Esta la Noche by Céspedes, performed by the ex-cathedra and Jeffrey Skidmore, to send you dancing into Christmas.
Thank you.
That was Convidando Esta La Noche by Zespedes, performed by Ex Cathedra and Jeffrey Skidmore. FMR.